Banks may have set up a fund to protect each other from the housing crisis, but homeowners are not so lucky, at least not yet. A House committee is considering a bill intended to protect people in danger of losing their homes. Lawmakers could change the bankruptcy code to offer greater protections for homeowners. That proposal comes as foreclosure filings have risen to their highest levels since the Great Depression, NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
The bill would basically let bankruptcy judges stick their gavels in the gears of the lending industry and block foreclosures. Judges would gain the power to restructure home loans, for example, by forcing the lender to lower a borrower's interest rate, say from 12% down to 8%. They can't do that now, but a lot of homeowners who are filing for bankruptcy might keep their homes if judges had that authority.
Did you guys get your homework done? Is everybody's homework done? You didn't have homework?
At her house in Ypsilanti, Michigan, Cheryl Roberson is getting back from a school open house with her four kids and getting a start on dinner. Roberson bought this house back 14 years ago in 1993.
This was my first home, and I bought it all by myself. I was a divorcee, single parent, and it was a wonderful accomplishment for me.
Roberson's kids have grown up here, going to the elementary school across the street. The youngest is 9 years old. Roberson has a solid job as an executive assistant at the University of Michigan. But a few years ago, she refinanced into a subprime loan, and last year it adjusted up to around 12%. Roberson says she can't afford that. She's gotten foreclosure notices.
It's been very emotional. It's been very stressful. I mean, how do you tell your... I tried to talk to my older daughters to tell them, look, they may take this house away from me. My younger children were born in this home.
Roberson got a lawyer who says her loan servicer, a company owned by Morgan Stanley, has offered to reduce the amount she owes by $20,000. But Roberson says the company won't lower her high interest rate. Roberson has declared bankruptcy. Her legal aid attorney, Paul Scher, says the bill in Congress would be a huge help for borrowers like her.
It could be tremendously beneficial to her because a judge could have, you know, kept the mortgage at the initial rate that she could afford.
And in some cases, the judge could do a so-called cram down on the loan amount. Congressman Brad Miller, a North Carolina Democrat, introduced the bill.
The mortgage would be limited to the amount of the value of your home. So if your home is worth $160,000, but you've got $220,000 in mortgages on it, well, the mortgage will be $160,000 and the other $60,000 would go to the back of the line with the credit card bills.
Miller says he doesn't want to bail out people who are irresponsible.
If somebody bought more house than they can afford, a bankruptcy court's not going to help them.
And Miller says the judge would still have to set an interest rate that's a couple of points above what a borrower with good credit could get, but he says the new loan would be fair.
What will happen in bankruptcy is a lender will end up with a mortgage they should have made in the first place, not a predatory mortgage.
One housing advocacy group estimates the bill could help up to 600,000 people to stay in their homes. Miller expects most wouldn't wind up in bankruptcy court, but that the change would prod lenders to cut better deals with borrowers. But the lending industry does not like the idea. Yesterday, the bill came up at an industry conference in Boston. Larry Litton Jr. is the CEO of Litton Loan Servicing, which manages more than $50 billion worth of loans.
It's an unmitigated disaster. I mean, you start giving bankruptcy judges the ability to go in and modify loans, and there's no control over that. You know, we don't like it at all.
Gary Cipinari is a vice president with Chase.
It'd be horrible. I agree with Larry. You're going to cut out the whole segment that you're trying to help.
By that, he means borrowers with lower incomes and lower credit scores. The industry says the added risk of a judge intervening would force lenders in the future to insist on larger down payments and tighter standards. Larry Litton said the industry needs to show Congress that it's working to help borrowers and doesn't need this added regulation. Chris Arnold, NPR News.